This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Look who it is. Chad Dukes versus the world. Do you, mourn Bruno Sammartino dying? Does that do anything for you? Because, like, when I was a kid, I used to sit on the sofa and smoke pot and eat Doritos and watch him wrestle on Saturdays. And my dad said I was going to be worthless.
Well, yeah, Scotty. I mean, if you're talking about eating Doritos and being worthless, you've got the expert on the line with you right now. First of all, that guy held the title for as long as my waistline is. Like, it's a 40-inch title reign for Bruno Sammartino. And, of course, it's a huge loss. And that guy had a bunch of disgruntled feelings towards the WWE for many years, and luckily he kind of put all that beside him and behind him when he before he passed away. So yeah, I mean, if you want to talk about a measuring stick of which all title holders are going to be measured to moving forward, it's Bruno Sammartino, and it's probably John Bradshaw Layfield. Those are the two greatest names in the history of professional wrestling, if you ask me.
So, like, everybody, like, you name it, Triple H, Hulk Hogan, my boy the Iron Sheik, they were all mourning his passing today.
Yeah, of course they are. And the Iron Sheik will break your back and make you humble, Bubba. You know that.
I love the Sheiky. My man, the Sheiky loves to party.
First of all, I got to know if you have any problem at all with Brock Lesnar re-signing with the WWE and also working in UFC fights into his contract. I think it's a beautiful meshing of the two worlds. But, man, I've met two more disgruntled groups, passionate fan bases in my life than UFC fans and WWE fans. I'd like to get them both in the room together. If we're getting South Korea and North Korea together, let's get UFC fans and WWE fans together, and Brock Lesnar will be the peace.
What's
man.
The problem? Like, I don't even get it, like, because you and I get it. Like, you got to be stupid. Like, wrestling's awesome. If you don't like wrestling, you suck. And right. Then everyone loves watching UFC guys beat the crap out of each other. I love all of it. Like, what's wrong with just being a fan of all of it? What's the problem?
Two gentlemen walking into a cage, walking into a ring, and beating the snot out of each other, which is something that I think that any God-fearing, red-blooded, flag-waving American would be behind. So, no, I have no problem with it. I love Rousey in the WWE. I love CM Punk in the UFC. And I love Brock Lesnar dominating both of them. I have zero issue with it.
So you were on the air. I saw you. I always follow you. And you tweeted about some fans giving you grief or something like that because you were talking hockey. So you can never please the hockey fans. Is that what it boils down to?
Scotty, I know you're a puckhead. I had 45 minutes of hockey straight. I did today. I had John Carlson on my show. I had Craig Lachlan of Locker. You know who he is. He does color commentary, of course, for Capitals games. We had him on for 45 straight minutes, and the hockey fans are never satiated. They're pissed if you're not talking about it, but when you are, you don't have enough expertise to talk about the sport. It's this, these rose-colored glasses that I have to deal with, and it's fine. I know Washington, D.C. is not going to be like Quebec. It's not going to be like Colorado. It's not going to be these places where Chicago hockey is embraced, but you know, I'm not an expert. I'm not. I'm a fan. I'm a big, fat, stupid, drunken fan that likes watching sports. And that's it. And I've never claimed to be anything but. And the fact that these people, they're very much like soccer fans. I don't understand it. Like, either you want your sport talked about or you don't. And I'm sorry, if you look at the ratings, WWE Raw beats out all of the ratings for the NHL playoffs, all of the ratings for the National Basketball Association playoffs. So if you want me to talk about what has more of a mainstream audience, I'd be talking about the superstar swap-up on Raw SmackDown, but I didn't do that. I talked about the Caps roaring back against the Blue Jackets, and I still get a boatload of crap. So I'm in a no-win situation, Scotty.
All right, so, but they are, you know, they're alive. That was a huge win the other night. And you get the Eller, goal late or in the, overtime or whatever. So that's a huge momentum changer, game changer, series changer. Do you think they can actually do what Columbus did to them and win there tomorrow night and even it up and bring it back to D.C.?
I think Columbus is so fast. There were so many odd man rushes in that first overtime period. They went to two, by the way. The Capitals cannot play playoff hockey without going to extra periods. Look, Braden Holtby gets the start, 33 saves in his first start of the series. He turned aside nine shots that he faced beyond regulation. And, man, he was getting peppered. It was a firing squad. So, look, if you're telling me Braden Holtby is going to play like he did in Game 3, they can beat anybody in this tournament. The issue is that how many starts did you squander putting Philip Grubauer in there for the first two games where you outshot this team mercilessly? I don't know. I mean, that's sports talk radio fodder. It's ifs and buts. It's backseat driving. But if Holtby can give you what he did in this past game and you can get a couple of lucky bounces like you did at the end of that second overtime period, sure, they can claw back into the series. But what happens in the next round? You know who's waiting for them in the next round, Scotty. I just don't know if they have the ammunition to compete at that level at this point.
Why is the winner play the Penguins?
Yeah, of course. That's what's going to happen. And look, this Capitals team is going into the postseason under different circumstances than they have the past couple of years. I mean, at Valentine's Day, they've been able to put it into cruise control, you know, over the past couple of years. That's not what they did. They played well going in at the end of the season. They play like they have a sense of urgency. Alexander Ovechkin was scoring goals left and right. John Carlson is earning himself a giant contract. And you felt good, except that you lost both games at home against the Blue Jackets right at the start of the postseason. So, look, can they come back in the series? Absolutely. I like their chances better than the Washington Wizards. But I don't like their chances to do what, you know, to get that Jabberwocky off their back they've been trying to do for the past couple of years, which is getting out of the second round. No, I don't foresee that for them.
So you had Carlson, you said, on the show today?
Yeah, absolutely. And three assists in one game,
right,
by the way, in game two.
But he also had the go-ahead goal Tuesday night. So what did he say about how every game's been crazy and overtime and just insanity? What did he say about it?
He didn't say much. He's an American hero. He's Captain America. He's a zombie. He doesn't care. Like, he's going to go out there and he's going to smash guys into the boards. And he told me that, look, they've got speed left and right, but the way that I'm going to mitigate that is just go out there and be more physical. And I get that. That makes sense to me. And that guy's made himself about $1 billion this season with all the points that he scored. I mean, if you want to look for more offensive-minded defensemen, find me a better one than John Carlson. So, look, he's saying all the right things. The problem is, Scotty, is that being in the eye of the hurricane here with Caps fans, that nobody believes anything. If they go out and they can figure out a way, they've scored the first goal in every game of this series. They've got a 2-0 lead twice in this series, and they go to sleep, and they allow goals to trickle in, matriculate down the ice, and they don't get back, and that's the issue. It's like, if we see something different out of this team, everybody wants to believe, but it's just been too many times where we've seen this Capitals team waltz into the postseason and fall asleep in inopportune times. And what happens, like you saw against Columbus. They go down.
So I'm losing you there. Let's go to the Wizards for a second. What do you think of all the, like, do you want to punch Drake in the face?
I don't know. You got Kelly Oubre Jr. coming out and kind of saying it's all good. You know, I love his hip-hop album, so no, I don't want to fight him out behind the dumpster at Capital One Arena. So how angry can fans get? I'm more angry at how much money they have tied up in Marcin Gortat and Jan Mahimi. I mean, you're talking about $29 million, Scotty, this season, where those guys are going out there and giving you nothing. I mean, you're signing guys off the bench, off of the Chinese League, that are giving you more minutes. There isn't one player on this team that has a max contract right now that is overpaid. They're sitting there looking at a bunch of guys that you thought were going to lead you into the next round, and Bradley Beal looks like he's completely gassed. He's a 24-year-old max contract player that looks like he's got nothing left. Otto Porter, the same thing. They're all standing around waiting for John Wall to win them this series against the number one seed. So I don't know. It's tough, and people are thinking the coach is going to get fired, and Scott Brooks has nothing to do. I've never seen anyone in my life making $7 million a year, Scotty, that looks more distraught, more disgruntled to be where he is and more ready to be someplace else. The feeling that we get here in D.C. is that we're just waiting for this season to mercifully end.
Wow, because I thought, I mean, they suck. Like, I'm sitting there watching them in those games. They were lifeless. I mean, just terrible. They got worked over and just run over. Game two was ugly. Do you think they're going to do anything at home against Toronto? Are they going to wake up? Are they going to win any games? Or are they just going to bend over?
You hope so. I mean, if they give away Chick-fil-A sandwiches, the crowd will be into it. You give away a million three-pointers in the first game of this series, and then you come out and you let them score 44 points on you in the first quarter. I mean, what can you expect after that? Your coach has been calling out your effort and your ability to watch tape. Scotty, they're calling out their ability. We're watching tape, and we're just not doing anything about it. Well, if you can't respond to what the scouting report says, then what can I expect from you? So it'd be great if they could get a win, but also it feels like it would be a merciful beheading if they do not. You know, we figure out we're too moving forward if we got to move one of these guys out of here. The all of the fervor and the sound and the fury surrounding the Wizards, that seems to have fallen by the wayside with the way they ended this season.
So can you do another segment? Because I never asked you about I never got to ask him, Mafia, about WrestleMania. Yeah. And I never got to ask him about how bad the Nationals suck. Can you do another segment?
As long as you want to talk a little bit, I mean, 20 to 30 minutes about The Undertaker versus John Cena, then I can do as long as you want tonight.
All right, because you know how much I love wrestling. I want to, this is more important than all this other stuff. And I want to ask him also about Cena and Nikki Bella breaking up, if there's any chance that I could, you know, end up sleeping with her. We're talking to Chad Dukes versus the world. Did you see the Nationals blow the eighth inning as the Mets scored 9 runs and Cespedes had a grand slam, so the Nats didn't get the sweep? What do you think the problem has been with that club here in the first month?
Bullpen, using the bullpen too many innings. Sort of back out of the rotation has been all right. There have also been lots of injuries, Scotty. I mean, Adam Eaton's been dinged up. Talk about Anthony Rendon. Daniel Murphy's actually going to get some starts down at West Palm here in just a little bit. Actually get out there and play some baseball, which is great. They go out and win a series, though, against Mets, who started out on fire. And my guy Tanner Roark, with his big manly beard, went out there and just dominated. I actually feel pretty good about it. Look, there's plenty of good teams in baseball that have started slowly, and this team's going to win this division. The division's a little bit better than they thought. I think all these teams are kind of tired of being pushed around by the Nationals, and I get it. Like, I understand that. But if you look at what the Metropolitans, who have right now started out well, they're the Nationals are 51-19 in Citi Field in 2011, and Gio Gonzalez went out there a night ago and improved his record to 11-1 with 16 career starts. So, look, it's a slow start. They have some injuries. You know, Ryan Zimmerman, you want to talk about what he always does. Max Scherzer goes out there and stops. Every time there is a lag in what this team's able to accomplish, Scherzer goes out there and just does exactly what you paid him to do. I'll tell you this, Scotty, and then I don't want to belabor the point, but not one time in Washington, D.C., where all we do is bitch about money and bitch about contracts and bitch about investments, not one time is the amount of money that we have spent on Max Scherzer ever come up, because he has 100% come through on it every single time he's walked out there and need to put a stop to a losing streak. So I think they'll be fine. They're going to get some of these guys back, and they'll go out there and they'll win this division by 6 or 7.
Will they keep him, Harper, in D.C.? Does he love it? Does he like it? What's his standing there? Like, in terms of what do you think he thinks of it?
Oh, man, he had a 408-foot guy, home run there with a broken bat. Like, what are you going to do after that? I mean, this guy's a freak of nature. Everybody knows that. He's kind of feeling as though he's got this bizarre grooming campaign that he has now. He had a viral marketing.
Right.
He's going out there with the mousse and the beard oil, and I don't fault him for any of that. The guy has sort of wild oats.
What are you talking about? His new hair deal? Because I saw he got some new hair deal, like barber shop or something. What is it? And then you're telling me he's doing what with his beard?
Beard oil. He's rubbing, rubbing softeners into his face. And why not? He's a tail goat. He's got a mane of hair on him like Mufasa. Look, this is a guy that he appreciates his image. He appreciates where he is in the media. And I think New York would be valuable for him. I think Chicago would be valuable for him, or Los Angeles. I get all that. But he's also a baseball nut. And by the end of the season, if you can make him believe that the best place for him to go out there and do baseball things is Washington, D.C., I think they have a shot. The $450 million, you and I will have to yap about whether or not that's actually in play. But I think the odds are in favor of him not being in D.C., but the fans aren't holding it against him. He's not going to address it throughout the course of this season. If they can figure out a way to get into the NLCS, then let's have a different conversation by the end of this whole deal.
Anyway, so I wanted to go back to this hockey game for a second. This kid on Colorado, I don't know who that is, Mafia, but he is absolutely gushing blood. I mean, this guy got cut in his face around his eye, and he is gushing blood. Ratnan, he's going to the locker room to get stitched up. I saw a guy, who was the guy the other night, Mafia, that I talked about on the show. Do you remember the guy with the cut on his lip?
Yeah, on the Kings.
Toffoli.
Right.
Did you see, Chad, the cut on Toffoli's lip?
Yeah, I'm probably sure that I did. The problem is I was three sheets to the wind.
That's all right.
Did you see the cut on Roman Reigns' forehead with elbows down on it?
All right, let's talk about WrestleMania. What did you think of Roman Reigns?
Dude, I loved it. Everybody hated it.
I love it.
You did?
Of course. I love it always.
Yeah, but Scotty, you live in the real world where you interact with people and talk to individuals. You're not just a nameless avatar egg profile on Twitter. And I think that's the difference between guys like you and I and guys like the rest of the world, where nameless cretins online, what they're saying means something. Whereas, like, if Scott Farrell says something, it's going to show up online. You know, like, if Scott Farrell says something, it could be boycotted. If you're just somewhere spilling vitriol into the world because you hate a big, dreamy, blue-eyed, long-haired dreamboat like Roman Reigns, and you're online, there are no references.
I love Dukes. This guy's messed up. What about what did you think of some of the fights? I mean, what did you think?
And I love The Undertaker going out there and looking like he actually picked up some weight and fooled around with him and squashing John Cena as he's going out to be in Judd Apatow movies. As far as Brock, squash your dude, man. Nobody expected it. All of the internet-dwelling golems, they had no idea that was going to happen. They thought he was going to happily go off into the world of the UFC, and now he can work both, man. I loved it. I thought it was entertaining. I paid $9.99. I didn't pay $79.99 for it. I thought it was a Shinsuke Nakamura. If your listeners aren't familiar with him, he's erotic.
Right.
Go check him out. Google him and question your sexuality. I thought it was a great show.
Did you, so let me ask you about Cena and Bella. They're done. That's that. That's not happening. Did he get cold feet or something, or did he just think he was going to lose all his money?
I don't know, man. I feel like, are we all being worked? Like, we're watching a reality show. We actually believe that a guy that proposes to a woman in the middle of the ring at WrestleMania, like, we all believe that he's going to be forever? Like, no, it's not George Bush and Barbara Bush.
Listen, but who does her sister sleep with?
Daniel Bryan.
Oh, yeah, but he's, he's speaking of ugly. I can't even look at that dude. So let me go back to, I'm surprised he's back wrestling, too, by the way, with all of his injuries. So what about, I got to ask you, going back to the Capitals for a second, I never really got this out of you. What is it like, and I'm not even trying to be a D right now or be mean, have the fans there grown accustomed and completely used to, and they're it's like regular now, like when they have a cup of coffee in the morning and then they hit the header, that it's a regular thing now that the Capitals let them down in the Stanley Cup playoffs? Like, has it gotten to the point where no one cares anymore about the Capitals because they know they're going to lose? Because, I mean, it's unbelievable to me their bad luck in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It really is staggering. And then to see them go down 2-0, the fact that they won, I thought, was fantastic for them, because if they would have lost that game and gone down 3, they would have hung themselves. How bad is it there with the fans? Like, do they just – I mean, is it like every year just a waste of time knowing that it's all going to end up crash landing anyway?
Yeah. I mean, what sucks about it, Scotty, is that everybody talks about, well, you haven't been to a championship, you haven't done this, you haven't done that. Well, look at what Boston has done. Well, nobody's done what Boston is done. The problem with Washington, D.C. is, first of all, we have a pacifist fan base, transient market. Nobody appreciates what we have. And what we have is three teams that make the playoffs every single year, the Wizards, the Nationals, and the Capitals. Is it a championship? No. But one team wins a championship? Yes, absolutely. We've gotten to the state where it is taken for granted 100%. It's all still living in the shadow of the 800-pound gorilla, which is, of course, Alex Smith being acquired by the Washington Redskins, whether or not they're going to draft Darius Geis at 13 overall. So, yeah, are people taking it for granted? Absolutely. But ticket sales are up. Revenue is up. You know this, Scotty, better than anybody. What people say on the phone lines to sports talk radio is very different than what their actual behavior is and what they watch. And TV revenue is up. Attendance is up. So people can bitch all they want. Doing what I do for a living week in and week out, I will take the Capitals winning their division and making the playoffs every single year. The Wizards somehow figuring out a way to get into the 8th seed, the 5th seed, whatever it is. And the Nationals getting one series in. Bryce Harper shows up. Nobody else does. Give me that over the alternative. What's going on down in Miami every single time with the Marlins. I'll take it.
You're the man. I wish I could talk more with you about, like, the Redskins and what they're going to do in the draft, but I don't really care. Chad Dukes, you're a badass. I love you. Keep rocking on the Fan in D.C. Thanks for coming on the bench as always, brother.
You and me, studio apartment, 2018. That's what we're working towards.
Scotty. I believe that. I believe it. Chad Dukes versus the world.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.